You don't want a problem with me, man. I promise you that, man. I told you cockroaches, you don't want it with me.
Say, go away, boy. You bother me.
All right, Seagull. Are you coming with me quietly, or do I have to slap you around some?
Yosemite Sam.
It's Yosemite Sam.
Yosemite Sam. The roughest, toughest he-man, stuffest hombre has ever crossed the Rio Grande. And I don't mean Mahatma Gandhi. Now all of you skunks, clear out of here.
As well, I've been a quarter to doom. Strapped with my six shooter next to my six pack, my sword off, slung over my right shoulder, hung on my back. Heavy artillery raised out my belt strap. There would be no killing me without the clack, clack, and crack. Other than the slamming down into action on the chest of any courageous brave soul. You wanna come test the West? Select the weapon you want, but don't mess with the best. Any problems, we can lay them to rest. Make sure they're sleeping in the closed casket with skills that's obviously the most. The bullseye, just show me the target. There's a list that can stop this at infinite infinity. If I got you in my sight, it's a fair bet. The back of your shirt is probably wet, and it ain't just sweat. It's a gunfight, your life won't allow me to rest. It's a gunfight, you're gonna fight to the death. It's a gunfight, don't bring no rules. This is a gunfight.
Pure Iroquois, me a more M-S-E-B-D, Jaffin, Blackberry, Steve, and me. 4-4s before Black Towns, Black Stallions, Bag of Wagons, Rations, bullion for the cashing. What's the haps, bust the caps, it's a rap attack. Factor that it could be a trap, plan hatches, crap. That's the river, naked, they wretched blood. Downstream as they silver dead and check it. I'll be up ahead away. Hold your fire, stay out the light. The stage coast wide open, something ain't right. Shot in the deck, thoughts from hot lips, entities. Empty 12 shells, horse fell, set down six enemies. Surrounded by militia, they about to unmask me. Lastly, blue hug, kiss him in plan B, dash and blast.
It's a gunfight, your life won't allow what you want. It's a gunfight, hot new fight to the death. It's a gunfight.
Out the saloon about a quarter to five. I was jittery, but the whiskey put the jitters behind me. I've been sipping since 12:50.
Now tipsy and blind.
I'm convincing to the city square. You see, old Black Jack done got out of city jail, and word is he's pissed off and looking for my tail. Now we go back, me and Black Jack, some time extended. He just did 3 years in jail for a crime I committed. Now in our town, we don't call lawmans. We take a dispute into our own hands. Cop pistols, take bases and shoot. I hear footsteps behind me. It's Mrs. O'Toole. I hear a ruffle in the it's just the old moon. Paranoid is getting dark and folks is going inside. Somebody grabbed me by the shoulder. I blew off his eye. It was just old Doc Riddler. As the shitters returned, my soul started shivering. Miss Cassidy came whispered in my ear.
I said, go away, boy. You follow me.
So here it is. I guess you might call this the moment of truth.
I bust inside.
My pistol cocked.
Jack is sitting at the booth.
He turns around.
We make contact.
I can't see him.
He sees me back.
But once we draw,
crack back and aim at each other. Squeeze. Crack, crack.
Go, I say go away, boy, you follow me.
It's a gunfight, your life on the line with your rap. It's a gunfight, you try to fight to the death. It's a gunfight, don't bring no knives, no fists. It's a gunfight,
you'll never take me alive.
government has promised. It's a game changer. It's a gun fight. 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 My new fight to the death. It's a gun fight. Don't bring no knives. No fear. It's a gun fight.
Squad chick proper aim. Morning star beer, match a pair, nickel six poppers adorning our gear. She pure Iroquois, me a more, yeah, man, she breed deep to feed blackberry seeds in need. Four foes before black talons, black stallions, bag of wagons, rations, bullion for the crashing. What's the haps, bust the caps, it's a rap attack, factor that it could be a trap. Crash, crack,
I like it. Deception, an offensive threat on the part of any nation, large or small. We no longer live in a world where only the actual firing of weapons represents a sufficient challenge to a nation's security to constitute maximum power. Nuclear weapons are so destructive, and ballistic missiles are so swift, that any substantially increased possibility of their use or any sudden change in their deployment may well be regarded as a definite threat to peace. For many years, both the Soviet Union and the United States, recognizing this fact, have deployed strategic nuclear weapons with great care, never upsetting the precarious status quo, which ensured that these weapons would not be used in the absence of some vital challenge. Our own strategic missiles have never been transferred to the territory of any other nation under a cloak of secrecy and deception. And our history, unlike that of the Soviets at the end of World War II, demonstrates that we have no desire to dominate or conquer any other nation or impose our system on its people. Nevertheless, American citizens have become adjusted to living daily in the bullseye. Located inside the USSR or in submarines. In that sense, missiles in Cuba add to an already clear and present danger. Although it should be noted, the nations of Latin America have never previously been subjected to a potential nuclear threat. But this secret, clear, extraordinary buildup of communist missiles in an area well known to have a special and historical relationship with the United States and the nations of the Western Hemisphere, violates Soviet assurance and defiance of American hemisphere policy. This sudden, clandestine decision to station strategic weapons for the first time outside of Soviet soil is a deliberately provocative and unjustified change from the status quo. Cannot be accepted by this country. If our courage and our commitment are ever to be trusted again by either friend or foe. The 1930s taught us a clear lesson. Aggressive conduct, if allowed to go unchecked and unchallenged, ultimately leads to war. This nation is opposed to war. We are also true to our word. Our unswerving objective, therefore, must be to prevent the use of these missiles against this or any other country, and to secure their withdrawal or elimination from the Western Hemisphere. Our policy is the one of patience and restraint, as befits a peaceful and powerful nation which leads a worldwide alliance. We have been determined not to be diverted from our central concerns by mere irritants and fanatics. But now further action is required, and it is underway, and these actions may only be the beginning. We will not prematurely or unnecessarily wish the course of worldwide nuclear war, in which even the fruits of victory would be ashes in our ambitions of this nation and hemisphere. The joint resolution of the 87th Congress, the Charter of the United Nations, and my own public warning to the Soviets on September 4th and 13th. This action also contradicts the repeated assurances of Soviet spokesmen, both publicly and privately delivered, that the arms buildup in Cuba would retain its original defensive character, and that the Soviet Union had no need or desire to station strategic missiles on the territory of any other nation. The size of this undertaking makes clear that it has been planned for some months. Yet only last month, after I had made clear the distinction between any introduction of ground-to-ground missiles and the existence of defensive anti-aircraft systems, the Soviet government publicly stated on September 11th that, and I quote, armaments and military equipment defensive use are designed
Mexicano. Es más que una sorpresa, calmado.
United States, requiring a full retaliatory response upon the Soviet Union.
You trying to get crazy, Willis?
Fourth, as a necessary military precaution, I have reinforced our base at Guantanamo, evacuated today the dependents of our personnel there, and ordered additional military units to be on a standby alert basis. Fifth, we are calling tonight for an immediate meeting of the Organization of Consultation under the Organization of American States to consider this threat to hemispheric security and to invoke Article 6 and 8 of the Rio Treaty in support of all necessary action. The United Nations Charter allows for regional security arrangements, and the nations of this hemisphere decided long ago, my fellow citizens, this government, as common, has maintained the closest surveillance of the Soviet military force. Without delay, take action against this latest Soviet threat to world peace. Our resolution will call for the prompt dismantling and withdrawal of all offensive weapons in Cuba under the supervision of UN observers before the quarantine can be lifted. Seventh and finally, I call upon Chairman Khrushchev to halt and eliminate this clandestine, reckless, and provocative threat to world peace and to stable relations between our two nations. I call upon him further to abandon this course of world domination and to join in the historic effort to end the perilous arms race and to transform the history of man. He has an opportunity now to move the world back from the abyss of destruction by returning to his government's own word that it had no need to station missiles outside its own territory and withdrawing these weapons from Cuba by refraining from any action which will widen or deepen the present crisis, and then by participating in a surge.
Good evening, my fellow citizens.
This government is prepared to present its case against the Soviet threat to peace and our own proposals for a peaceful world at any time and in any form, in the OAS, in the United Nations, or in any other meeting that could be useful without limiting our freedom of action. We have in the past made strenuous efforts to limit the spread of nuclear weapons. We have proposed the elimination of all arms and military bases in a fair and effective disarmament treaty. We are prepared to discuss new proposals for the removal of tensions on both sides, including the possibilities of a genuinely independent Cuba, free to determine its own destiny. We have no wish to war with the Soviet Union, but we are a peaceful people who desire to live in peace with all other people. But it is difficult to settle or even discuss these problems in an atmosphere of intimidation. That is why this latest Soviet threat, or any other threat, which is made either independently or in response to our actions this evening, must and will be met with determination. Any hostile move anywhere in the world against the safety and freedom of peoples to whom we are committed, including in particular the brave people of West Berlin, will be met by whatever action is needed. Finally, I want to say a few words to the captive people of Cuba, to whom this speech is being directly carried by special radio facility. I speak to you as a friend, as one who knows of your deep attachment to your fatherland, as one who shares your aspiration for liberty and justice for all. And I have watched, and the American people have watched, with deep sorrow, how your nationalist revolution was betrayed, and how your fatherland fell under foreign domination. Now your leaders are no longer Cuban leaders.
Good evening, my fellow citizens.
They are puppets and agents of an international conspiracy. There is no need for the Soviet government to shift its weapons for a retaliatory blow to any other country, for instance, Cuba, unquote. And that, and I quote the government, the Soviet Union has so powerful rockets to carry these nuclear warheads that there is no need to search the site for them beyond the boundaries of the Soviet Union, unquote. But this country has no wish to cause you to suffer or to impose any system upon you. We know that your lives and land are being used as pawns by those who deny your freedom. Many times in the past, Cuban people have risen to throw out tyrants who destroyed their liberty. And I have no doubt that most Cubans today look forward to the time when they will be truly free, free from foreign domination, free to choose their own leaders, free to select their own system, free to own their own land, free to speak and write and worship without fear of the degradation. And then shall Cuba be welcomed back to the society of free nations and the associations of this hemisphere. My fellow citizens, let no one doubt that this is a
perfected but not invented. Rhymes from the ego driven, self centered. Head to the fast lane and never got bent. Life in a flash, pipes, buds, and hash. Three of my favorites, four of us made this. More hits in the majors, up from the minors. Bust from the top, duck cops,
and I will.
Fresh out the shop, popping and styling.
Man, child,
identical. The cynical's medical condition is critical. Unforgettable, swollen members beautiful. Language unsuitable, tension and tonic. Coastal chronic, track got mocha on it. Connected with a different perspective. Select effective, next shh or exit. The younger the rest is cool, feel injected.
Instructed to make it clear once again, as he said his government had already done, that Soviet assistance to Cuba, and I quote, pursued solely the purpose of contributing to the defense capabilities of Cuba, unquote. That, and I quote him, training by Soviet specialists, in handling defense bombers, joined by non-defense, and otherwise, and I quote the Soviet government, there is no need for the Soviet government to ship its weapons for a retaliatory blow to any other country, for instance, Cuba, unquote. And that, and I quote the government, the Soviet Union has so powerful rockets to carry these nuclear warheads that there is no need to search for sites for them beyond the boundaries of the Soviet Union, unquote. That statement was false. Only last Thursday, As evidence of this rapid offensive buildup is already in my hand, Soviet Foreign Minister D'Amico told me in my office that he was instructed to make it clear once again, as he said his government had already done, that Soviet assistance to Cuba, and I quote, pursued solely the purpose of contributing to the defense capabilities of Cuba, unquote. That, and I quote him, training by Soviet specialists of Cuban nationals in handling defensive armaments was by no means offensive. And if it were otherwise, Cuba went on, the Soviet government would never become involved in rendering such assistance, unquote. That statement also was false. Neither the United States of America nor the world community of nations can tolerate deliberate deception and offensive threats on the part of any nation, large or small. We no longer live in a world where only the actual firing of weapons represents a sufficient challenge to a nation's security and constitutes maximum peril. Nuclear weapons are so destructive, and ballistic missiles are so swift, that any substantially increased possibility of their use or any sudden change in their deployment may well be regarded as a definite threat to peace. For many years, both the Soviet Union and the United States, recognizing this fact, have deployed strategic nuclear weapons to great lengths, never upsetting the precarious status quo, which ensured that these weapons would not be used in the absence of some vital challenge. Our own strategic missiles have never been on receiving the first preliminary hard information of this nature. Last Tuesday morning at 9 a.m., I directed that our surveillance be stepped up. And having now confirmed and completed our evaluation of the evidence, nation, or imposed our on nevertheless, American citizens have become adjusted to living daily in the bullseye. Soviet weapons located inside the USSR or in submarines. In that sense, missiles in Cuba add to an already clear and present danger. Although it should be noted, the nations of Latin America have never previously been subjected to a potential nuclear threat. But this secret, swift, extraordinary buildup of communist missiles in an area well known to have a special and historical relationship to the United States and the nations of the Western Hemisphere, in violation of Soviet assurance and in defiance of American and hemispheric policy, this sudden, clandestine decision was taken.
Good evening, my fellow citizens.
This government has promised. An offensive threat on the part of any nation, large or small. We no longer live in a world where only the actual firing of weapons represents a sufficient challenge to a nation's security to constitute maximum peril.
Are you trying to get crazy with this, eh? Don't you know I'm loco?
Esta pinche fiesta. it's hot. A lot of chameleons out there trying to change up. Anytime something new comes along, everybody wants a bite. Don't happen overnight.
So you wanna be a rock superstar and live large, big house, five cars, in charge, coming up in the world. Don't trust nobody, gotta look over your shoulder constantly. I remember the days when I was a young kid growing up, looking in the mirror, dreaming about blowing up the rock rocks, make money, chew with the honey, sign autographs, and whatever the people want from me. Shit's funny how impossible dreams manifest in the games that be coming with it. Nevertheless, you got to go with the gusto, but you don't know about the blood, sweat, and tears, and losing some of your peers, and losing some of yourself to the years past gone by. Hopefully it don't manifest, but the poor guy, egomaniac in the brainiac, don't know how to act. Shit's deep, 48 drops, studio gangsta max, sign the deal, thinks he's gonna make a meal, but never will, till he crosses over steel, filling your head with fantasies. Come with me, show the sacrifice it takes to make the cheese. You wanna be a rock superstar?
Rockstar, you know what I'm saying? But you still trying to get out and work like everybody else, you know? You know, it's a fun job, but it's still a job. You know? Save your money, man. Save your money, too. It's single, don't last very long. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you're lucky in this game, too. There's going to be another cat coming out looking like me, sounding like me next year. I know this. There'll be a flip side to what you did. Somebody else trying to spin off like something serious.
Yeah, I have big dreams. I'm making big cream. Big shot, heavy hitter on the main. And you wanna look trendy in the Bentley. Be a star band, never act friendly. You wanna have big fame? Let me explain what happens to these stars in their big brains. First, they get played like all damn day. Long as you sell, everything will be okay. Then you get dissed by the media fans. Things never stay the same way.
I'm chilling in the hotel room lonely, but I thank God I'm with my homies. But sometimes I wish I was back home, but only no radio or videos. Can they show me no love? The phony gotta hit the boat solely, so the record gets pushed by Sony. I'm in the middle, like lonely in the press. Say that my old people disown me, and the press went back. It's to keep your head straight, never inflate the cranium. You're too worried about them honeys at the Palladium who just wanna cling on, swing on, and so on. Go on.
Ballistic missiles are so swift that any substantially increased possibility of their use or any sudden change in their deployment may well be regarded as a definite threat to peace. For many years, both the Soviet Union and the United States, recognizing this fact, have deployed strategic nuclear weapons with great care, never upsetting the precarious status quo, which ensured that these weapons would not be used in the absence of some vital challenge.
Are you trying to get crazy with this scene? Oh, come on, loco.
Mexican tuyo, no me vas a decir que no sabías que también somos humanos y nos llaman hermano mexicano. Más que una sorpresa, calmado.
Lo ves muy tranquila esta pinche fiesta.
La fiesta nuevecita y no pienso usarla. Así que bendecirla por la sangre mexicana. Tirada en la calle de la...
that makes you wanna bring out that motherfucking stick. Right from the man, that criminal mentality, fuck.
First of all, most Chicano rapper turned to crack. I came to hurt some feelings as I came to spit some facts. What the fuck is going on in this game? It's really whack. Vatos fell the hell off and threw the train off the track. First of all, half of these levels thought that they were black. Other motherfuckers were just imaging and that. The other half of these levels really couldn't rap. And the rest is just history, that's a motherfucking fact. Let me take you on a tour of this gang called Chicano rap. No originality, these youngsters follow that. Trying to be something that they seen on the YouTube or TV. To pick them out, it's too easy. Almost quit the game, but realize the game needs me. It's sickening, food stick, they Snoop pocket easy. I hit them all like assault, it's a battery. Still fucking fools up with this criminal mentality. I ain't feeling what I'm hearing or I'm seeking. Honestly, still sitting back, steady puffing on the vomit sweet. The game is steady, falling fast with the economy. Still making money with this criminal mentality. Your haters still hating these days. I'm still hitting the stage with semi-automatic bangs. I live how I want you, chase what you wanna be. Still making money with this criminal mentality. I know I say a lot of shit that people feel but don't got the heart to speak it. Game solid, it's some semen. Dropped my last album, it was back to that street shit. And Lady Gaga, the radio could keep it.
The radio could keep it.
Yeah, the radio could keep it. And honestly, the rest of that garbage they play is weak shit. I wouldn't wanna be part of that rotation. And for those reasons, you won't hear me on your stations. But you might see me posted up on vacation. Traveling the nation, rocking different stages. Even overseas in Ibiza, in Madrid, and Barcelona. Backstage, sipping on Coronas. Marijuana in them dollar bills is my aroma. Mr. Criminal gives a fuck, I'm living how I wanna. Test me motherfuckers, run up in your Ragona. Testing my persona, get smoke with the crime. I ain't feeling what I'm hearing or I'm seeing. Honestly, still sitting back, steady puffing on the bomb sweet. The game is steady, falling fast with the economy. Still making money with this criminal mentality. Your head is still hating these days. I'm still hitting the stage with semi-automatic bangs. I live how I want you, chase what you wanna be. Still making money with this criminal mentality. I bounce, rock, roll, skate, straight from the Golden State. And so they hate, never do they run up, nah, they know they fake. Get hit with something covered up by nickel plate. Buy a nickel play, yeah, buy a nickel play. It ain't my fault you about to spell off, nah, it was your fate. I tried to tell her from the gate, say out the game was a 1 in 10 years ago, but it's too late. I tried to tell her, but they fell and they burned. It ain't my motherfucking fault, therefore my feelings ain't concerned. You left us with the gas, spread like some germs. They left as fast as you can, that's when reality burn. Into your motherfucking mind, reality you find. It's life, it ain't about the glamour, the glitter and the shine. Motherfuckers chasing what they cannot find. It's dedication, destiny, and motherfucking grind. I ain't feeling what I'm hearing or I'm seeking. Honestly, still sitting back, steady puffing on the bomb sweet. The game is steady, falling fast with the economy. Still making money with this criminal mentality. Your head is still hating these days. I'm still hitting the stage with semi-automatic bangs. I live how I want you, chase what you wanna be. Still making money with this criminal mentality.
Dance our way out of our constriction. Gonna be freaking up and down the hang up alleyway. With the groove I only got, we shall all be moved. Ready or not, here we come. Getting down on the one which we believe. Nothing but the funk.
ready or not, here we come, getting down on the one which we believe in. Here's my chance to dance my way out of my constriction.
Getting down, just for the fuck up it. One nation, and we're transferred to the territory of any other nation under a cloak of secrecy and deception. And our history, unlike that of the Soviets since the end of World War II, demonstrates that we have no desire to dominate or conquer any other nation or impose our system.
Yosemite Sam! It's Yosemite Sam! Yosemite Sam! Yosemite Sam! The roughest, toughest he-man, stuffest hombre has ever crossed the Rio Grande. And I don't mean Mahatma Gandhi. Now all of you skunks, clear out of here!
Go, I say go away, boy, you bother me!
You don't want a problem with me, man. I promise you that, man. I told you cockroaches, you don't want it with me.